Welcome back to the Red to Row podcast. Today, got an old, really old country song. Old country band, too, that we were talking about today. New Step It Up and Go by the Maddox Brothers and Rose. I gotta say, this song is probably older than any song that we've talked about on here. And we're going to be, that's going to be a common theme. We're going to be keeping talking about some older and older country music on here. Now, we're going to still have a lot in the 80s and 90s and some newer than that as well. You know, this isn't strictly an old time country music podcast, but I've been getting more into the really old country music, and especially when some country artists pass away, I like to learn about them, because this is a group, the Maddox Brothers and Rose, that I did not listen to growing up. Obviously, this is really old. So before we get into the song or the artist, I want to kind of take a step back, thank the new listeners that we've had, a surge of new listeners to start the year. Thank you all. That's been been a blessing. Also, a couple, I want to shout out my friend Jared and his wife Renee. I was supposed to mention it on the last podcast, but congrats to them. Just got married and went to his bachelor party. It was a lot of fun. So lots of weddings this year, but starting it off strong with that one, my friend. And also wanted to say, you know, this podcast, I'm not a country music expert. You know, this podcast is definitely a learning experience for myself and for the listeners. And I love just digging in and finding some information on country music that maybe I listened to growing up, or maybe it's way before then. This stuff's older than my parents. They didn't listen to this growing up. This is probably, you know, my grandparents' music. So this stuff's really old, and I like learning about it. And so, you know, just don't take this as, you know, digging into every single detail. If you know this band, this is probably the obvious things for you for this. So that pretty much goes for every podcast. So just wanted to get that out there. The Maddox Brothers and Rose. So I'm going to get into this band and then into the song and then into kind of a breakdown of the song. So this band was composed of five siblings. Wait, one, two, three. Sorry, six siblings. Five brothers and one daughter. It was Cliff, Cal, Fred, Don, Rose, and Henry Maddox. They were born in Boaz, Alabama, which is kind of a small town in northeast Alabama. They were kind of known as America's most colorful hillbilly band, and were active from about 1937 to 1956. Now, Cliff passed away in 1949. While the group was active, and he was only in his 30s. So they replaced him. I think it was Henry was the youngest one, and he replaced him. Almost like they spit out another kid to keep this band alive. And that they, and I listened to their music. They're pretty much a rowdy, a loud, rambunctious hillbilly country music group. They relocated to California in 1933. Just a few years before they were active as a band. Some of these people in this band were very young at this age. And really the reason that we're going over this, that I even found out about this group, is that the last living member of this group, Don Maddox, passed away in September of 2021 at the age of 98. This dude lived to be 98. And I think he was the only one that even lived past, you know, into the 21st century. So he lived a very long time. I don't think I would have really picked this band out if it hadn't been for that. The genre for this group really is Western swing, old time, gospel, and country music is what people describe this as. Now, some facts about the song. It was written by J.B. Long and Blind Boy Fuller, according to Secondhand Songs. Blind Boy Fuller was an African-American blues guitarist, and he became blind when he was a teenager. And this is an interesting guy. He, you know, was not always the most well-liked person. It mentions that he shot his wife in 1938 with a pistol and was sent to prison. But he died in his mid-30s in, it says, February of 1941. So, you know already this song. The song was, by the way, it was recorded in 1950, October of 1950, released in January 1951. So this song has got to be written, what, at least 9-10 years before it was recorded, according to this. J.B. Long, it says, was an American store manager, owner, and record company talent scout in North Carolina. Born in North Carolina in 1903, and he's largely accredited for scouting out this previously mentioned Blind Boy Fuller. He was also elected as the mayor of Elon, North Carolina in 1939. Not sure if that's connected to Elon Musk. Probably not. And the song is the number two most popular song for the Maddox Brothers and Rose on Spotify. Both currently and it looks like overall, behind this song called New Mule Skinner Blues, which is not an original from them. I decided to pick this song, New Step It Up and Go, because I don't, it doesn't feel like this song was a complete original. It wasn't written by them. I think there was a song called Step It Up and Go that was, I believe, recorded by Blind Boy Fuller, I think. But New Step It Up and Go, which was slightly different, is from what I can see, is an original from them. So getting into the breakdown of the lyrics of this song. By the way, this song, I don't have the time written down here. I think it's not a very long song. It's 2 minutes and some seconds. But you're going to find when you break down this song, there's more to this song than meets the eye as far as breaking it down. Because it's definitely, the structure of it is much different than your typical song that you might review from the 90s or whatever. Very fast-paced song. It's got really no true chorus. And, you know, a lot of their songs were pretty fast-paced. It's got an intro that were the, from the very beginning, it says, "Let's step it up and go." The band plays with some shouts in the background for about 15 seconds. The first verse, we're greeted with this quick and scratchy and high-pitched vocals that are coming at you. They say, "Got a little girl, little and low. She used to love me, but she don't know more. She got to step it up and go." Basically saying that his girlfriend doesn't love him anymore. She's got to go. And it's got this breakdown, the whole band playing. And it continues in that pattern of a verse and then this breakdown. The second verse, And this is where we start to, you know, the lyrics are not online. So I'm trying to jot down the lyrics as I'm listening to this song. But it says, "Late last night when I came home, I found a new something in my bed." I'm not sure what he says right there. I have tried to look it up. I can't find it. Got to step it up and go. Yeah, go. Breakdown. Third verse. "Well, me and my girl went huckleberry hunting. She fell down and I kept hunting. Got to step it up and go." So that's pretty clear what he's, talking about there. Then you got a breakdown and then the whole band shouts out, "Whoa." I thought that was pretty interesting. And then the fourth verse, "Way down yonder, don't know what he says." And then the old Southern bender. And then something about a picket fence. So this verse, I can't really make out what he's saying. Again, says, "Got to step it up and go." Last verse, he says, "Well, me and my wife and my brother Joe took off blank to San Pedro. Got to step it up and go. Yeah, go." So a lot of that, you know, because of just the nature of the way that they're singing and also the old recording, a lot of this, I don't really know what he's saying. Can't find the lyrics to it. My opinion of the song, it's a little bit comparable to a song like Move It On Over by Hank Williams, but it's rowdier. I like Move It On Over better. Obviously doesn't sound exactly like it, but that's kind of a comparable song. I think that this could be a nice wedding song even today for some old folks. If you have maybe an older wedding, you got some old folks there, could potentially see your grandma out making some moves on the dance floor that you've never seen her do before. This is definitely one of those type of songs, you know, that it don't matter. It seems like for the old folks, you play an old song, they could be sitting there the whole day and they hear this song, they'll get up and dance maybe. I don't know. That's something maybe later this year I'll be requesting this song. Very catchy. I like the song. Listened to a couple hours of the Maddox Brothers and Rose, and this one was one of their better songs, but they have, you know, a few good ones. Let Me Love You is a solid song of theirs, which I think has some better recording. Was not quite as popular on Spotify as this one. It's a much different kind of style of song. You know, I'm not sure of this. This probably isn't my favorite one of theirs. If I had to really pick one out, I'm not sure, but it's a solid one. And I could picture a bunch of folks in the Western U.S. back in the 40s and 50s jamming out to this song. I mean, definitely you can hear that Western swing. So I hope some people learned about the Maddox Brothers and Rose today. This is obviously, if you know this podcast, you know this is not a full in-depth review of the band. Mostly just it's a song review. So if you want more information, you know, go check out this band. I mean, they were a pretty major part of country music, quite honestly, back in the early stages. And they were a large, you know, kind of like the Carter family, but much rowdier version of them, a large family country music group. And were really probably one of the more notable ones. So I find it very interesting that they had all played at such a young age and traveled across the country. So that's going to be it for today. Check us out. Some new social media stuff may be on the arise, the on the horizon. So look out for that. We'll see you guys next time.